Welcome to another edition of the Stack Supplement Podcast. We run down all the top stories and exciting announcements shared on our website from the past 7 days. And I did promise that I would get in another episode before the Arnold rolled around. And I have. I'm actually leaving in a little about 24 hours, but I'm trying to get this in quick, get it done, get on the move. If you've been following on social, we've been posting up a whole bunch of things that are happening, including some of the brands that are going to be in the Stack Pavilion. Which if you haven't seen or kind of are aware of it, we've teamed up with the Arnold Expo to create a premium section of just powerhouse, badass supplements. The cool kids, the sweet area, the just whatever you want to call it. It's packed full of high quality brands. If you go to the Arnold website, you'll actually see at the top, there is a drop down highlighted, the Stack Pavilion. And all the brands that are in it, what it's all about. And as soon as you walk in the show, if you're there, you will not miss it. A lot of other things going on. We've got awards to give out. We've got special edition teas to give away. We've got a host of things lined up for the event. It's going to be crazy as hell, but you know, I've been working on this for a good amount of time. And so anyone that is at the event, stopping by, feel free to hit me up. I will most likely be at the... by the Stack Pavilion, if not thereabouts, with a few other brands at the show most of the day. And if not, I'll be working and making sure people who aren't there aren't missing a beat with all of the undoubtedly large amount of action that is lined up. And again, we have a host of things to share over the next few days, but we're going to recap what was happened last week. And it was huge. It was a very busy week, a very, very busy week. And we're going to start things off with a story from Rockstar Energy, the Pepsi beverage company, which actually didn't have a product development, but it had a very interesting story emerge on it. And I just, as soon as I saw it, I thought we got to get this out. It's a pretty cool little thing to have on there. And so Rockstar actually did a best-in-class clinical study on the benefits of its various energy drinks. Now, it doesn't outline, probably does somewhere, but it didn't outline in the initial release what energy drinks it used. But it said that it was, I think it was loosely based around the offerings that have 160 milligrams of caffeine, which is very typical of energy drinks. Usually they have that or more. But yeah, they did a study and it found that it can maintain mind and body energy for up to 5 hours. Now, I understand that anyone who's an energy drink connoisseur or a pre-workout user or even a nootropic fan will know, we probably already knew this. I knew this. Some of the best of the stimulants can probably fuel your mind and body for a lot longer than 5 hours or intensely for 2 hours. Who knows? But these are things we knew. Obviously, there's a difference between just knowing about it and actually kind of having a leg to stand on in terms of clinical study. If someone says something, that's not necessarily something you can obviously, again, claim it's clinical and has a little more drive behind it. But they went out and they did this, and it's a claim that they now have. And it's a pretty cool little thing to do to be able to say that, again, to claim that our energy drinks fuel mind and body energy for up to as much as 5 hours. And it's something that it seems like they're going to be putting in more of their marketing. And why wouldn't you go out and do this? I believe that the study consisted of around 80 individuals. So this wasn't a casual group. It was a fair amount of people. They didn't get in too much more, like I said, about what energy drinks were used, anything like that. But it was pretty summarizing, and it kind of got the message across. And again, pretty cool to know that they actually went through the effort to do this. Not that we weren't doubting the fact that it could power energy, physical and mental, but cool to see that they went out and went that extra mile to now be able to then put this into their marketing commercials and maybe even eventually on the can, who knows. But cool little thing to see. You can check that out on the site and go over the exact breakdown of everything. Next up, we're going to shoot over to Prime, the beverage behemoth Prime from Logan Paul and KSI. They have dropped a UFC 300 edition of their signature Prime hydration drink. Now, the cool part about it is that It surfaced at GNC first. That was where we saw it. You could have bought it straight. I don't know if it's going everywhere, but that was where it came first. That's where we saw it, posted about it. I don't know what the taste is. I don't know if it's a different flavor. I don't know if it's something separate from anything else in the menu. It on the bottle itself, it says UFC 300, where the flavor call-out usually goes, which, like I said, I'm not, that's not enough for me to say it's definitely a new flavor, it's not. I'm venturing to find more information, hopefully to get confirmation that, yeah, this is whatever it is. But it is in partnership, obviously, with UFC. It was around this time last year that Prime Hydration Drink was announced as the official sports drink of the UFC. And if you can recall, at that time, they posted a special edition bottle. Now, this is something that Prime has done many times before, where it's put together a special edition bottle that may or may not come hit the market, basically. And this was posted on social, and it wasn't really mentioned that it was going to make it out. It also said it wasn't. It was just shared, and we posted about it. But as far as I know, that thing never actually became available anywhere, whereas this UFC 300 edition is very much available. You can buy it. It's at GNC. And as obviously with it, the focus of it being UFC 300, that is lining up with the pay-per-view of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC. UFC 300 going down in April, which is a milestone, obviously three centuries. It's a big deal, and it's not too surprising that they're partnering up with them to make a big deal about it. Pretty cool, in fact. So yeah, you can check that out on the site. I'm probably, once I find out, like definitely, that it is a different flavor, a new flavor, then we'll probably put out a follow-up story, just kind of letting everyone know, like, hey, this is actually something different. We've done it before with some of the Ghost flavors. Not necessarily that I didn't think they were completely new or reskins, but sometimes some things in marketing of energy drinks and beverages give people the illusion to be like, that's definitely a reskin, that's definitely a new flavor. And if it's the opposite, we try and hunt that down and get that information for you. Next up, we're going to shoot over to Liquid Death. So a lot of these first few stories are actually a bit fun and entertaining, but Liquid Death. So now that Liquid Death has creeped into the world of supplements, you are likely to see a few more Liquid Death stories on Stacked. And that's just generally how we work. If a brand gets into supplements, we will share other things that they may do that may be of interest. We did it with Bang when they jumped into, was it seltzer? And then they did, I'm trying to remember the name now. Oh, it's going to bug me. Monster, or did very similar. And so it's just what we do. It just kind of helps you, you know, like if I'm just sharing the supplements from a brand and they also do other things, it's worth knowing, I feel. And we've always done that. And so, yeah, Liquid Death will have a few more stories coming up, and they always do some fun things. And the latest of which is, it's precisely that. So they, on the bottoms, or one of the sides, I guess you could say, of the cases of Liquid Death's bulk cases, is typically a nice, beautiful piece of artwork. And this has been the case, I think, for as long as I can remember. And a couple of weeks back, it was earlier this month, they put up an auction on eBay to give someone the opportunity to put whatever they wanted in that place. Instead of artwork, it was presented as like an advertisement. So if you were, say, was Stacked and I want to just put my logo on the bottom, I could bid. And it was huge potential. So they said that this was going to put whatever ad you gave, it was going to put it on 500,000 cases. So 500,000 cases. Not precisely. I believe they said it was going to be more than, but obviously if you say more than a number, it's close to that number. And it was going to give them, I'm trying to remember the exact number. They said potential of 200 million like views, impressions, basically because that was the number that they got or they gathered that many would see 500,000 cases in their stores, in their where they're distributed and presented. So it's a huge deal by any stretch of the imagination, by any advertisement. So obviously a lot of people got in. I believe the eBay auction ended at 355 $1,000, and they, I believe it ended, and then they pointed out that some people actually did try to place higher, but eBay had a few technical issues. So they then continued on and accepted, I guess, private bids or offers or whatever it may be, however, email, I don't know. But they then ended up going for substantially more than the 355, despite 355 being huge already. The final auction amount was $500,114. So roughly, give or take, a dollar per case, you could say. And it went to the crypto exchange Coinbase. So it was a pretty fun little thing. It, obviously, you can skip this chapter if you were excited to hear about the latest pre-workout. This is not that. This was just something fun from Liquid Death, who again just entered the world of hydration with its Death Dust, which is electrolyte stick pack, which you can rip, throw into a can of Liquid Death or your bottle, however you enjoy your hydration beverage. Next, we're going to jump over to Panda, who just teamed up with Miracle Labs, the most American supplement company on the market. They teased, put a lot of effort into teasing and hyping and building up a pre-workout called First Blood. The teasers came in, I think, a little before last week. They were bits by bits and pieces, and then the formula was completely revealed. I'm not sure if I touched on it on the previous podcast, but it is a loaded supplement. It is, as I guess, you know, no pun intended, stacked. They put, both brands put a lot of ingredients into their supplements, so it's no surprise that if they came together, they would make something, you know, equally awesome, if not more so. And the formula includes, I'm going to rattle off pretty quickly, we got 10 grams of pure citrulline, 6.4 beta alanine, 2.5 betaine, tyrosine at 2, alpha GPC at 600, 300 milligrams of caffeine, but there is another source of caffeine, giving you a combined total of just over 400. And then there is also skullcap is in there, bitter orange and pine bark, and also VasoDrive AP at 250 milligrams for a nice level, a nice dose of pump. I think the pump is probably the more prominent benefit of a lot of things on the list, but then additionally the focus. Either way, it's a stacked supplement, limited edition. The branding is obviously a merger of both Miracle Labs and Panda. As Panda has done in other collaborations with brands like Black Market, Pollen, of course, they have made two different flavors. One you can only get from America and one you can only get from Panda. They are, I believe the names are pretty interesting. There was one's called Commie Tears and the other one is Freedom Fuel. And inside, so leading up to the launch of this, they highlighted the call out that was on the tub that said, epic surprise inside. And obviously we'd seen certain surprise inclusions previously, and I don't mean like little cookie pieces, I mean little items, accessories. Black Market famously put a shot glass, a shot cup in there. Pharma Freak had a condom in one of its products. And so in this one, you get a pair of the Pit Viper or Pit Viper style glasses. Different versions in each one, obviously, so you get the America ones and the America tub and Panda, but a giant surprise, to say the least, open up the tub and realize there's a pair of sunglasses in there. So pretty cool to see. And yeah, you can check that out on the site. It's a limited edition again, but both brands have their own stock and their own flavor. So again, if you wanted to try both, you'd have to shop at Panda in America. And yeah, check out the breakdown on the site. Next up, we're going to go to Black Market, who also had a big reveal last week with details on Berserk Overdrive. Now, this is a premium pre-workout, a trend or spin-off or subcategory we've seen just explode over the last few years, or even the last couple years, really, where brands put a shitload more into their pre-workouts at a slightly higher price, sometimes majorly higher price. You essentially pay more to get more instead of buying maybe two supplements for 30 each, you get this one at 60, and it's just stacked and also synergistically put together, all designed to be worked into the one. And we've seen a lot of brands do it, and a lot is an understatement. There is a mountain of them. And the latest is Black Magic, who is getting ready to release Berserk Overdrive, which is, again, another premium stacked supplement. Now I'm going to go over the highlights not too quickly, because there are a lot of them. Interestingly, there's a full blend of Ovens Minerals. And then if you go to the site, you can see the facts panel. And the facts panel is quite interesting because nothing's a flat dose. So there's not like 7 grams, 8 grams. There are some, but there are a few, most of the key ones are not. Not that that's a problem, but it's just a very interesting to see. Usually it's 5 grams creatine, 18 grams citrulline, whatever. So for the citrulline, you got 7.71 grams. The creatine monohydrate, so support, strength, and power is 4.286 grams. Glycopyrrolate and glycerol is in there at 2.571. The betaine is 2.143. And then the tyrosine for focus is at 1.286. Agmatine sulfate and other pump components at 857 milligrams. Outside of that, everything's back to sort of even dosages. You have 2 grams of leucine, which is one of the three BCAAs. The other two are in there as well at 1 gram each, so it is 4 grams of BCAAs for the purpose of muscle recovery to at the usual 2-to-1-to-1 ratio. Then you get a nice full 1.5 grams of nitrosogene, lion's mane, the nootropic mushrooms in there as well at 400 milligrams. Caffeine's at 300. That's caffeine anhydrous. There's also dicaffeine malate at 100, so a little bit below 400 combined. Eriodorensis at 300, and huperzine is in there as well. And so it's a pretty stacked little supplement. Again, very much a premium pre-workout. I believe the price is $55, which is $55 for 20 servings, which is we worked out to be 50% more expensive per serving next to the likes of Berserk, which is cheaper, but also has 25 maximum servings per tub. So again, very much right in line with what we were saying about the premium pre-workout approach, where brands give you more at a higher price, but they almost always work out to be a great deal. Because again, when you can get a lot of things in one, it's better than buying two separate supplements almost most of the time. So yeah, check that out on the site for a nice close look. And we're going to continue on from there. Where we got? We're going to go to Killer Labs. Actually, no, before I get to the Killer Labs one, we got three to go. Killer Labs, they are coming out with a high-powered premium pre-workout with no details shared so far. All we know at the moment is that it is a stacked supplement, Killer Labs' most loaded pre-workout to date. Now, the interesting thing about this is Killer Labs is very much a hardcore brand. It doesn't, like, if you're going to put a pre-workout, Killer Labs has a very high level of stimulants. That tends to be the case with some of these more hardcore, gritty sports nutrition brands, and that is the case at Killer Labs. They've done a protein powder with muscle building ingredients. I believe they did an amino cocktail with muscle building ingredients. They're just very edgy sports nutrition company. They are now doing a pre-workout. Now, I don't know too much about it. All they've said is their most loaded pre-workout, and I'm gathering, with the fact that this is a hardcore brand, and based on the fact that their current pre-workout Stim Reaper is stacked to the brim with stimulants, I'm assuming this is going to be one loaded stimulant beast. I don't know how good they're going to go on, how they're going to go on caffeine. Obviously, we've got brands that go above 0.5 gram these days, 5, 6, close to 7. It would be interesting to see how this turns out. And Killer Labs has, as I said, their current pre-workout Stim Reaper is a solid stimulant supplement. But to see them take the premium approach to it, and again, very much like I just said with Berserk Overdrive from Blackmagic, given more room, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. That is if this is a premium pre-workout. I'm only talking like that because I think this is very much the case with Stim Reaper already available. They've said this isn't replacing that. The tubs look much larger, and they have said it's the most loaded pre-workout to date. So if all of this proves true, Stim junkies are going to want to keep an eye out for this bad boy. Not much more to say on that other than, you can go to the site. There isn't much more than what I said there. Just pictures of blank tubs to keep things interesting. next up, we're going to go to the second to last story. That bad boy being the last one. And this is a bit of it. This isn't a product announcement. This is something I probably should have brought up when I talked about the Arnold at the start. But if you are going to the Arnold Sports Festival, we have haven't really teamed up. I'm just shouting this out. We went around a bunch of gyms to find out who had week passes, who had a week pass, couple days pass, not necessarily for a deal, just to find out who had them and who could offer them out. Obviously, not every gym is open 24 hours, which is convenient for some. So yeah, we went around a bunch of gyms in the Columbus area, found a few, nailed it down to these guys who are offering a damn good deal. I'm going to buy this. I will be signing up when I get in there on Monday or Tuesday to, yeah, get my ass to the gym during the whole week of the Arnold Sports Festival. Spark Society Gym. They're about 9-minute drive, just under 10 minutes from the Columbus Convention Center. And they are doing, I think it's $16, $15 for one day entry, which is all right. It's not great. It is what it is. It's a typical casual rate. However, if you go the whole week, it's only $25. And they throw in a tag, so you can get 24-hour access. It's not really, it's next to unbeatable, I'd say. Generally, when people do deals or prices or week passes around an event, it's higher. Obviously, people don't have any place to train. These guys, great-looking gym. If you go to the site, type in Spark Society, and there's a link on our website to the gym. They got everything you goddamn gonna need. And $25 for the week, even if, so basically, if you are going to train more than twice, sign up for the week pass and get in there the whole week, or get there as many days as you want, as many times as you want, and 24-hour access. So yeah, well worth checking out, especially if you're in the area for the events. The last three we have is Core Nutritionals, beast of a supplement. I do believe we've touched on this in previous posts and podcasts. And this was expected to be one hell of a premium pre-workout, and that is exactly what it's turned out to be. So the mystery supplement that is going to be the first Doug Miller Pro Series product has been confirmed as a pre-workout called Extension, and she is she's beautiful. She is a beast. They have not stopped short on ingredients. The purpose or the main promotion factor for this is that Extension is what Doug Miller wanted in his pre-workout. Now, if you know Doug, dude trains like a beast for an enormous amount of time. I've witnessed it, and an enormous intensity and strength, and list goes on. And if you've seen him, yeah, he's earned every bit of muscle he's got, and he basically put everything he wanted in Extension. And with that in mind, and knowing him, it's no surprise this thing is jam-packed. So I'm going to run it down. And I do like the approach they took here. This wasn't necessarily the turn around, look at the facts panel, and be reading for about 5 minutes. It's not a short list, but it's also not an overly long list of ingredients. It's, you get the sense that this is exactly what Doug Miller was like. You know, he wasn't trying to make it bounce off the page. He wasn't trying to compare or dick measure himself next to someone else. He was just very much put in things that he's liked, because these are very specific ingredients for very specific purposes. And there is a bit of a lean towards the pump side of things. And so it's got this feeling of very much, like he said, a pre-workout built for him by him. So the first Doug Miller Pro Series supplement has 10 grams of citrulline for pumps. You've also got NO3T arginine nitrate in there, and hydroprime glycerol at 2 grams. To further the pumps, plus 508 milligrams of VasoDrive. Further down the line, you get a full 5 grams of creatine, so a daily dose of creatine to support strength, performance, and power. Then you get a fat 6.4 grams of beta-alanine. Driving even further down the list is the 2 grams of taurine. For the energy and focus side, there is 2 grams of tyrosine with a blend of caffeine, providing, I think it's meant to be around 400. I call it Cogna IQ. The ingredient previously known as Neurofactor, that's at a full 100 milligrams. A nice slap of 2 milligrams of alpha-yohimbine, which is a good punch for most pre-workouts. Stenephrine's in there as well, 30% from 100 milligrams. Huperzine A. And then for what has kind of become Doug Miller's touch or signature feature of pre-workouts is pregnenolone at 10 milligrams at serving. That's something that they've done for the last few years now, just put pregnenolone in there. Obviously, not a common pre-workout ingredient by any stretch of the imagination, but he was mentioning it, that it's kind of just something that he feels separates the experience and vibe of his pre-workouts. And, you know, if this is going to be available at Arnold, I will be buying a tub. We'll be testing it ASAP. This thing looks damn juicy. And you will be able to get it at the same time. So I believe they said that it will be available at the Arnold Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And at the same time, it's going to be live on the Core Nutritionals website. And knowing Core, there will be some sort of deal, but there will also be a mammoth deal at the show itself. So I would think, don't want to miss that out. Make sure you, if you're at the show, buy it there. Don't wait. I imagine they have some pretty damn good deals specifically for the show. And then people online will also get a deal, but it might not be as sweet. Who knows? We'll have details on our site when it goes live, just so to make sure you don't miss out. I don't believe this is a limited edition. I believe it's an ongoing thing. But as with every story mentioned here on the podcast, head to stack.com to check it out. Every story was broken down, outlined. We will endeavor to keep everybody updated over the next, during the Arnold Sports Festival. Love to see everyone there. And as always, all we ask is that you share the site, visit it once, twice, three, 50 times a day. Pass along to your mom, your dad, your brother, and your sister. And we look forward to having you back on next week's podcast. Thank you.